It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Labor Day. The timing of this holiday could not be more correct, because we need to encourage more women to go into labor in this county. According to our local supervisor, the population of Marin is only projected to grow by 0.3% over the next few years. Us baby boomers are dropping like flies, and so we desperately need more deliveries. Finally, the government has done something right by creating a holiday to encourage labor. Excuse me, I'm doing my show. What's that? Labor Day is not about childbearing? It's about workers and labor unions? Oh, I see. Well, in the words of the late Rosanna Dana, never mind. Several weeks back, I did a show on signage, and I pointed out the government sign on Bridgeway, which points to public bathrooms both north and south of Princess Street. I was not aware of any public bathrooms south of Princess Street and asked my listeners for help. Both of my listeners responded, and both independently identified the shed-like structure on the northeast edge of the Trident restaurant parking lot. I had noted this location during the signage show as a possibility, but there were no signs indicating that the structure was public, much less that it was a bathroom. Well, based on the input from my listeners, I checked out the situation more thoroughly. My more detailed investigation confirmed there was no signage indicating a public restroom on the Trident lot. I approached the shed-like structure, and there was a very faded restroom marker next to a single door. But on the door itself was a well-worn sign to the effect the restroom was out of order. So I believe the mystery of the southern public restroom has been solved, but only in the most Sausalito of ways. I mean, there is a single, apparently unisex restroom on the Trident parking lot, but it sports what appears to be a permanent out-of-order sign. I don't know any details, but this alleged public restroom appears to be in the middle of a tug-of-war between the restaurant owner and the zoning authorities. Assuming there will be no sensible resolution to this dispute, I propose an alternative. I go down and apply duct tape such that it covers the southern pointing arrow. This action will hopefully prevent someone on crutches or in a wheelchair from wasting time going south when the only relief is to the north. So, what can you do to help? Well, I anticipate that my proposal will generate the standard Sausalito red zoning tape with questions like, which architect will be drawing up the plans for the application of the tape? How wide is the duct tape? What kind of adhesive will be employed? Is the adhesive biodegradable? Has the duct tape color committee approved the application? Have you paid the $7,000 permit fee for sign adaptation? So, you can help by contacting your city council person and telling her or him in no uncertain terms to stop fooling physically challenged people and let Flavin apply the duct tape to the misleading sign. If the city won't let me, it will say volumes about those who run our town. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant. and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.